I'm the Crate. Thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
It's my first week. Yeah, hi, Troy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Laps on the buttons today. People are throwing facts at me. Did you know the first gasoline pump was invented and sold by Sylvanus Bowser in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on September the 5th, 1885?
I didn't know that, no.
Interesting name. Did you know the fax machine was invented before that?
No. Fax machine.
Yeah. Fax machine was invented in 1843.
Wow.
That's a fact about faxes. Yeah! Boom! Anyway, back to the From the Crate.
From the Crate.
Music, Troy, music.
Right.
From your big Show Pony record store. What do you got?
Well, I don't know where you want to start. So...
the good ones. I want to have three good ones.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lucky.
Good.
We may as well start here,
shall
we? At
your discretion, yes.
This was the first one that...
it's like a mirror.
Yeah, it does look like a mirror.
Oh, okay, okay.
And there's a reason for that.
Okay, now this is a band I only really sort of starting to get my head around, actually, which I knew of, but I didn't really have a good listen to. This is the new Orchestra of Spheres album, Mirror. Fourth album from them.
Correct.
Plunging headfirst into psychocosmische avant-jazz, Cocteau Twins... ether reality and Eno's ambient repository, previously anointed as the Kiwi exponent of occult DIY disco, out of the post-apocalyptic wastelands of cultural blandness, Orchestra of Spheres bring their utopian sound. It's pretty wordy, that, isn't it?
That is a little.
Bring their utopian sound of DIY instruments, world music, and experimental joy. Alexander Tucker says that. Music from one distant planet, Eastern drones, and fractured rhythms makes a heady mix. When I saw them live, it was an out-of-body experience. That's what Robert Scott says. I trust his thoughts. Hi there, Cam. And it's a limited edition double LP, including the high quality download. It's a lovely looking, shiny looking mirror of an album. And you can see why it looks like a mirror, obviously, because it's called Mirror.
That's right.
Songs like Mirror, Atta, Black and White, Omni, Chimes, Sandpiper, Summer Fungus, Coradidi, and Foggy Day.
Well, like you, Mike, it's taken me a while to come around to Orchestra of Spheres. Generally, when I'm interested in music, I'm interested in the music, and other things like costumes and theatricality and things like that, I find a distraction.
Do they do all that?
A little bit, yeah. So it took me a while to check them out, because I thought, oh no, there's all of this extraneous stuff, which is...
don't like all
music.
The fluff.
Well, it's not that I don't like it, just doesn't speak to me. But on their last record... they did something that not many people can pull off, and that is do a Sun Ra cover and make it good.
Goodness me. Yeah. That's actually risky, isn't it?
It's really risky. They did a great version of Rocket Number 9, and I thought, okay, so they can do that. What else can they do? I listened back to
this. I'll give these scallywags another go.
Yeah, I'll give them a go. Wellington aside, I'll give them a go. I was very interested in this new record coming out, and... in fact, shall we hear Omni Omni? Not one Omni, but Omni Omni. So it's the track after Omni.
I love the name of this band. I really do.
Orchestra of Spheres.
If I'm not mistaken, that means that that's the sound of the planets in the solar system moving.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
Okay, so what we have is just a five-piece band, really.
They're having a party at their place, aren't they?
I think they are. What other group is that guy Ricky Gooch in?
He wasn't Trinity Roots originally.
Right. You find him here on drums and percussion. And
he's an amazing percussionist, obviously. He's got some great thoughts about music, Ricky Gooch. I've met him once and I really enjoyed talking to him about music. Well, production. production as well too. It's all sort of there, isn't it?
All there, all done, recorded and mixed January to April this year.
Right.
So it's still a relatively fresh thing.
It's a double LP.
Double LP on Fire Records out of the UK, which, of course, is, what did we last hear on Fire Records? The Chills, weirdly enough.
Right. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Wow, so what was the rest of the album like?
It's, I was going to say it's kind of like this, but it kind of isn't as well. There's more things that if you just
a big listen, a big listen,
yeah, pretty much. I think there's more sort of a to be non-specific, I'd say there is some world folk influences in some of the stuff, but nonetheless, nonetheless, it still kind of has this sort of unified sound of what orchestra spheres do.
How many in the band?
Five. There is a. Apart from Ricky, there is Daniel. Daniel, who plays guitar. They all do vocals. Nell Thomas, who does synthesizers, flute, harp, and vocals. Erica Grant and Reese McNaughton.
Very nice.
So,
Mirror's available now?
Mirror is available now.
But limited on vinyl.
I think what it means is it's limited with this mirror sleeve.
Right, okay.
I haven't seen the other sleeve yet.
Right.
But that's what I think the limited is. Double LP, it's kind of what you're going to be wanting, isn't it?
Yeah. Congratulations, Wellington.
There you go. So that's the first one for today, Orchestra Spheres. Should we go for something completely different? Or
sure.
Let's go for something completely different. In 2002, this band existed no more. And they put out a CD compilation, which sort of covered basically their career in a capsule. A few years after that, the band started to exist again and have done four records. But here, the first couple of phases.
Hey, look at that! Look at that! The Best of Dinosaur Jr. Crazy cover.
Ear Bleeding Country is the name of it, which was famously the description that Jay Maskus used when he was thinking of starting the band. I want to make Ear Bleeding Country.
Wow, that's a great compilation, isn't it? Look
it
at that.
It really is.
Wow. So it's four sides, so two LPs there.
Two LPs on pure white vinyl.
Pure white vinyl, look at that. Okay, so here's the track listing: Repulsion, Little Fury Things, In a Jar, Freak Scene, Budge, Just Like Heaven, The Wagon, Thumb, Whatever It's Called With Me, Not You Again, Out There, Start Chopping, Get Me, Feel the Pain, I Don't Think So, Tick Around at the Sun, which I love so much, Nothing's Going On, I'm Insane, and Where'd You Go, by Jay Maskus and the Fog. So it's sort of like all the stuff didn't actually come out under the moniker of Dinosaur Jr., did it?
Like, yeah,
Take a Run at the Sun came out under his name.
Yeah, except for that one. Everything else was Dinosaur Jr. But what you have there is a few lineups of Dinosaur.
And the Fog, yes, too. Yeah.
So, it started out where it's Jay, Lou, and Murph, and then that lasted till about 1990. I love that cover.
Cover's awesome. The cover is someone has doodled that cover, and they've gone, yep, that'll do. Good, excellent. On Cherry Red Records. Here we go. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah.
Ear Bleeding Country. If you went to... Did you go to the Dinosaur Jr. show at the studio when they played here last?
Of course.
Shit, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was magnificent.
Full disclosure, I'm quite good friends with Jay Maskus, so...
Full disclosure, I did an interview with him. It was the worst interview I've ever done with anyone.
That's because you would have approached it the wrong way.
No, he just didn't give a shit.
That's just not true.
He didn't. He was just going off and doing other things and wandering around. I said, "Yeah, really, not really into this." And he goes, "Nah."
He's a misunderstood gentleman. People say he's a man of few words.
Plays the shit out of a guitar, though. Yeah. Woo!
Quite honestly, when you get to know him, he doesn't stop talking.
Really?
At all. Yep. But I think Dinosaur Jr., I was thinking on my way here, I was thinking, is this rock music? And I'm like, I don't really know. To me, it doesn't sound like rock music. And
it's got a hell of a lot of emotion, Dinosaur Jr. music.
Yep.
It always surprises me how emotive it is.
And really how melodic it is. For a noisy sort of group, the melodies, I think, are sort of unsurpassed in that noisy kind of music.
And he's no Whitney Houston, he's no Chris Cornell.
However,
he just sings beautifully, doesn't he?
Yeah. You know?
Right, shall we play this?
Yeah.
Let's try
This one you'll find Jay on drums as well. Just when I catch you wondering, jump out, I always wonder what it is that gets me about. What album's this off?
It
wasn't off an album. This was a standalone single, 1991, I think.
They were really part of the massive, great, big grunge explosion, weren't they, with everyone else? But they sort of didn't... They didn't get tarred with the Seattle Brush.
No, because they were sort of more aligned with Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Is the greatest bit coming up in a sec?
Sometimes I think people forget about Dinosaur Jr. a wee bit because they do relegate the name to the past a wee bit, but they
I don't know why.
You don't obviously because you're into it, but people who don't really know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on, you know, compilations or the whole the Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff like that back in the day, you know, and it's like but they're he's been putting out great stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, here's the bit I like now. That soon just held like that.
I've always thought that's approach to melody in Dinosaur Jr. Very similar to what Nirvana did as well. You know, almost like not forgetting that there's some beautiful rock and roll songs out there from the early days with some shoo-wop and some doo-wop and some ram-a-lamba-ding-dongs in there. You know what I mean? Good making out music, I reckon.
I guess so. Here's something you didn't
say. That, Tess, don't shake your head. Yawning? Come on.
Did you know Cobain asked Jay to join Nirvana on more than one occasion?
Really?
Yep.
Great bottom end, too. Well, so this is quite a big deal, isn't it? I didn't even know this was on its way out. This Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Well here we go. Hang on. The weeping guitar. It was so loud and cool at the studio. Oh, I loved it.
You know how loud it is when you have to use a Fender Twin up at full as you're monitoring.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember when this came out on CD back 2002? Probably not.
No.
Right.
What, that compilation?
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, there we go. I thought it was new. No, okay. Well,
it's never been out on vinyl.
More fool me!
And when it came out on CD, it only came out in Australia, New Zealand, and possibly the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all? So half the Western world.
The Western world.
I've never seen it before. Wow. Okay.
Fantastic. Best of Dinosaur Jr., Ear-Bleeding Country, now available.
Limited edition on the vinyl, or?
Yeah. Limited edition on white vinyl, 2 LP set. You're going to
want it. How limited?
I wasn't given a figure.
Okay. But buy it today as opposed to tomorrow.
Pretty much. Yeah. Shall we move on to the next one?
Yes, please.
Right. The next one is from a woman who we've definitely talked about and who I think we've heard on From the Crate before. And now this 12-inch EP came out in March this year. It was so limited, it was gone in a blink of an eye, and I didn't even manage to get one.
Luckily, even you, Troy.
Even me. Luckily, we had there's a repress has been done. This is the third release from Nubia Garcia, who, of course, is one of the saxophone players who is at the forefront of current London jazz.
Cool cover, Tess.
Very cool.
That's a cool picture,
it's
eh?
It's like an illustration of a woman.
It actually is an illustration of Nubia.
A scratched one, though, kind of. Like a scratched one.
She's got like a head that's a cloud, you know? It's like her afro has turned into a cloud.
And then it's all red and orange and cool.
And she's demurely hiding her
it's quite a big saxophone behind her.
Yeah, it's a big saxophone.
And she lives on a cloud, obviously. That's what they're trying to suggest there.
So this is called When We Are, which is the title track. And the one of the things which I think that people always pass over when it comes to the current wave of London jazz is that it's not the kind of jazz which is rooted firmly in the past. It's, I think, the rhythms, like we had Moses Boyd last week.
Yeah.
And, of course, the rhythms of that, like, I think, didn't we say post-garage sort of rhythm, right? Okay, so this is the kind of
garage. It's garage.
Oh, garage. What'd you call it?
Garage. And it's two-step garage.
Isky. So it's to me, it's the... it's
carport. Sorry, Troy. Carport, that'd be good. That'd be a good genre.
Carport
jazz.
It is good. Anyway, so it's, in fact, and I think this is demonstrated really well. Now, if we hit this.
Yep. Well, straight into it.
Now,
1, 2, 3, 4, pump. Straight into it.
There's a remix by K15 of this tune on the other side. And basically all K15, who, of course, is a noted modern house producer, the only thing he really changes is he changes that drum rhythm to an electronic drum rhythm, but keeps it pretty much the same. So who we have on this, Nubai Garcia plays the tenor on this. Joe Armin Jones, who we've had his album earlier this year, is keys. Daniel Casimir is on bass, and Femi Kalemo is on drums. Wait for it.
Wait, I mean, so she's out of London?
She's out of London, yeah. You'd be happier if it was a tuba, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, you know my version to the saxophone, eh?
However,
yeah.
Let's think about it again in terms of the structure of this. The rhythmic structure of it. Picture it against...
Oh, hang on. Oh, that's how beautiful, those pianos.
Yeah.
Ooh, those keys.
Does it sound like modern music to you?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Think about it in the rhythmic sense.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like a Caius riff, that drum riff.
Oh, there you go.
So it's a nice little EP there, four tracks.
Four-track EP, but it's over half an hour long.
Yeah.
When We Are and Source are the two tunes.
Put it on, sit down, and really get your put in your fancy headphones or your fancy stereo there and really enjoy it. And nice to get up straight away, basically is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
You nestle down for a wee bit before you get up, turn it over.
After 20 minutes, so yeah. You're not quite sold on this yet, Mike.
It's a bit too sax heavy for me.
Okay, just hold on a sec then. We're going to get someone else doing a solo.
Thank you. A bit of the drummer. Just love the way that piano sounds though. I just think of tugboats a lot. I really like tugboats.
I remember. It's that special Monday, isn't it?
Nubia Garcia? No, sorry, Nubia? Nubia Garcia?
No, Nubia.
Nubia.
Yep. Nubia Garcia, I don't know how long this is going to be in print for this time as well. So it's a case of if you want it, you better be very quick.
Run.
Walk. No, run.
Up Simon Street.
It's like jazz bait, isn't it? Here's another. Oh, it's out now. Oh, now it's not. Now it's out. Now it's not. Come on.
Well, here we go. Here's Joe Armin Jones.
That's butty. Wow, isn't that bass? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Playing like a double bass. That's cool. We've run out of time, Troy, but that saved itself for me.
I knew you'd like this bit. Yeah.
By Garcia. So let's run through all three of them. Number one was the Orchestra of Spheres.
Brand new album from Orchestra of Spheres, double LP Mirror. We've got it now. The Best of Dinosaur Jr., double compilation, white vinyl, killer tunes, every single one of them. We got that now. Nubia Garcia, When We Are, we've got that at the moment.
Lovely to see you, Troy.
Thanks so much.
Look forward to seeing you again this time next week.
White Spikes.
Oh, that's supposed to say